Kirsten Moran leads off the fourth inning for Central Missouri. Each team still looking for a run. No score. First pitch from Tomlinson is outside for ball one. That is the first pitch of the game for Tomlinson that has not been a strike. She went 9 for 9 the first trip through the order on first pitch strikes. Here's the 1-0. That one's lifted to left field, but very playable. Back Bartlett, the wind was carrying it to left. It'll help the right-handed pull hitters if they can get it in the air, but Moran got that one way too far off the end of the bat, and Bartlett able to backpedal and finally catch up to it and make the play. One down in the fourth for Bailey Brumley, the UCM pitcher. First pitch, check swing. It's a foul ball on the first base side, it looks like, and looks like the pitcher Brumley is kind of holding her arm right there, her right arm. That would be her throwing arm, and so the head coach is going to come over and have a word here. That's got to be at least somewhat concerning if you're head coach Susan Anderson. So that's your pitcher out there. Emporia State doesn't have to worry about that this year. They don't have any of the pitchers that are hitting for themselves. They're having a word right now and making sure that Brumley's okay. Emporia State softball also brought to you by Sutherland's Home Improvement. Free in-store pickup available on thousands of items when you buy online. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue, proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment needs. And by Williams Towing and Recovery, offering 24-hour towing and roadside assistance. Williams Towing and Recovery, 620-342-4878. That ball is clubbed to left field, but again, they didn't get all of it, but in the air, and another catch made by Bartlett. Two up, two down in the fourth.
The catcher, number 10, Taylor Thompson.
Brings up Taylor Thompson. Thompson, the catcher, second team All-MIAA at that position this year. That pitch is outside for ball one. Thompson, believe it or not, she's All-MIAA for the third time, and she's done it at three different positions. Here's the 1-0. Popped straight back, and that'll be foul off. May hit the press box. Not quite. Didn't quite get here. Thompson, who hit safely in both of the last games of the regular season for UCM against Emporia State. Honorable mention, second base as a freshman. First team All-MIAA as a designated player last year. Got the award as a catcher this year. That pitch caught the front outside corner. Nice location there by Tomlinson. One ball, two strikes. Bases empty here in the top of the fourth. No score. And the 1-2 pitch. That one steamed by high. That was at the letters. They're big letters. UCM, they're definitely emphasizing that acronym. Those letters are huge across the chest of their white uniforms, the white with the red pinstripes. That pitch low. That hit the plate. Three balls and two strikes here for Tomlinson against Thompson. Thompson, 22 walks on the year. 3-2 pitch. That one is hit well, but foul down the third base side and well out of play. So we'll load it back up again. 3-2. Thompson is 0-for-1. She grounded out to Smith to end the first inning. Hits this one on the line to left field, and there's a base hit. That's the first base hit and first base runner of the game against Tomlinson, who set down the first 11 Jennies that she faced. So single for Thompson to get UCM aboard, and now it's Allie Hageman, the shortstop.
Number 3, Allie Hageman.
Hageman is 0-for-1, a ground ball out in the second. The pitch, missed high, ball one. Lady Hornets in their fifth straight MIAA tournament. Jennies here for the fourth straight time. Here's the 1-0. High strike given to Tomlinson. One ball, one strike. Tomlinson with a big left knee brace on. It's wide against the black pants. You can easily see it. The 1-1 is fouled back. One ball, two strikes. There was a play in which Washburn was called out for interference. There was a pileup between Tomlinson, her catcher, and the batter for Washburn. They actually took Tomlinson out of the game. They thought that her brace was broken. Here's the 1-2. High strike taken for strike three. Boy, that looked a little bit up. Hageman was frozen there. Strikeout number five in the game for Tomlinson. Luckily, the brace was not broken. They just bent it back, and she's good to go. And we are good to go to the bottom of the fourth. Still no score in the quarterfinals of the MIAA tournament. You're listening to Emporia State Softball.